We're going to hear now about Republican reaction to the president's deficit plan from NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. Andrea, as one might expect, Republicans were less than thrilled with what they heard. How did they respond to the president's speech?
They were less than thrilled. They were much less than thrilled, Robert. They looked as if they were seething on camera there, reacting to the president. And that's because the president invited several Republicans in the leadership to come and watch his speech, which he gave at George Washington University, as Scott just said, and then gave the first speech of his political campaign. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really laid out a different vision for cutting the deficit than the Republicans had. And it sort of took all of the, the president is not letting the Republicans take the bull by the horns by themselves in terms of the deficit in America. And so they really were unhappy. Listen to Eric Cantor. He's the Republican leader in the House. And this was his reaction to the speech.
The president goes and delivers a speech in which the only concrete proposal that he proposed was raising taxes.
One of the other Republican leaders, Jeb Hensarling of Texas, said, "I missed lunch for this."
Now, as we heard from Scott Horsley, President Obama shot down the Republicans' plan to change Medicare and Medicaid over time. He said, "Not while I'm president." Did the Republican House leadership say anything about that?
They didn't address it head on, but they're going to have to by the end of this week, though they did reinforce that they are going to vote for Paul Ryan's plan this week. Paul Ryan is their chairman of the Budget Committee. And in his plan, Medicare and Medicaid would both be changed significantly to the point of privatization within a couple of decades. And there's a real problem there. I mean, you know, the president said, "I'm not going for that." The Senate is not going for that. And so the Republicans are going to have to push their members, the rank and file especially, to vote for something that is a non-starter in the Senate, non-starter in the White House, but puts them way out there on a ledge. I mean, Americans are like the Medicare and Medicaid programs, especially older Americans, which make up a good portion of the Republican electorate in a lot of places.
So they would be called upon, Republicans in the House, to walk the plank for a bill that was dead on arrival in the Senate.
Exactly. It's so similar to what happened to the Democrats when they voted in the House, when they were in control back then, when they voted in the House for cap and trade and then went home for the summer and were slammed by those Tea Party town hall meetings that really were the birth of the Tea Party movement. It's really similar. If the Republicans vote at the end of this week for an eventual privatization of Medicare and Medicaid, then they go home for 2 weeks. It's not going to look good for them, and they're not looking forward to it, especially those rank and file members.
So not surprisingly, some Republicans, I gather, are not very happy with the Ryan plan themselves.
Yeah, I think the Republican leaders are calling around trying to whip this vote, as they say, count the number of votes. And a lot of Republicans are saying, you know, "I've got a queasy stomach about this. I'm not sure I want to vote for this plan." Now, at the same time, the Republican leaders keep saying, "This is our plan. This is our plan. We're going to vote for it by the end of the week." They've really gotten themselves into a corner here.
And President Obama made a point of saying it's a plan that some Republican presidential hopefuls also have identified with. What does this mean for the future of the Ryan budget plan?
Well, I think that you could see the possibility of this not being voted on by the end of the week. Already, the Speaker's office was sort of hedging on when they'll bring this thing to the floor. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen if there's a 2-week recess, the Republican members go home, and they really hear from the people back home about what they think.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
My pleasure.
It's NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook.